my hand over the mark of my father's. I was a late teenage virgin. My parents were out, and I craved the female skin I so desperately lacked access to in real life. I'd found a Playboy and a penthouse in my father's magazine stack before, so it stood to reason that in a deeper recess of his room, there existed a superior form of pornography, the kind that moves, real porn. In the back of his closet, beneath rows of blue cotton polyester dress shirts with monogram pockets, dulled nearly white from years of washing, I found three brown grocery bags filled with VHS tapes. I sat on the floor and examined each one meticulously, careful to return them in the exact reverse order in which I'd removed them. There were no videos labeled as porn, but I knew my father wouldn't be that stupid with my mother around, so I set aside all the unmarked tapes. Since I was never allowed to have a television set of my own, I brought the videos into the family room, where there was a small TV and VCR, old presents from an old uncle. I felt like I was about to explode. I loaded the first video, and was disappointed to find a Dizzy Gillespie jazz concert recorded off PBS. I pressed fast forward, hoping it was just camouflage for a nubile blonde-on-blonde scene that would follow. But what came next was an episode of Newhart